Buckley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case, and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You can never be too prepared, mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody, to hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in. Bob has been away on a business trip. He will be back next week, and he's resting up a little bit, and I've been covering for him, and I appreciate all of you hanging in there with us. Great guest tonight, Barry Shamish, is on with us, and you can visit his website, barryshamish.com, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and you can read a lot of archives, a lot of books, things that he's been talking about. Primarily, we're identifying the evils of the labor Zionist before World War II, up through all that, and Peres in particular, who has only days left as the figurehead president of Israel, where he will be visiting the Vatican. And Barry was talking about how these holy sites, remember King David's tomb, the cenacle or the upper room area, all of these things were set to be exchanged in ownership to the Vatican. And of course, some people found out about that. There were protests, and Barry, I heard some of your interviews earlier, and I had to look to see, but there were protests against this in Israel. Some of these people in Israel, the Jews, are figuring it out, but they're very slow because, as you've pointed out, they're not catching on at all. So I'll just kind of, you know, hush up here and let you go ahead and continue where you were. You were talking about your friend Joel and how you guys worked together. Joel passed away just a few days ago, friends, a great journalist. He exposed the Iran-Contra affair. Barry also, the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. And I'll just let you go ahead, Barry, and finish up, and or just take as much time as you like and go on and explain some more.
Look, Chaim Weizmann was the chairman of the Jewish Agency during the signing of the transfer agreement. Way back in 1935, he said, a great Holocaust is coming. And he used the word Shoah, Holocaust. And perhaps only 2 million Jews will survive, but they'll be strong and good for Eretz Israel, for Israel. Well, unfortunately, only about 100,000 survived, and they weren't very strong. The rot of labor Zionism, I'm not going through that. Peres is just, well, let's just put it this way. That rot is still in power, and he's still the president. He goes to the Vatican, and he prays, yeah. He prays the Vatican doesn't kill him and his family. Who knows what threats are going on there, but they're not there to pray. Look, by early 95, Rabin found out about Peres and his Vatican handover agenda, and he didn't like it, and he opposed it. And for that, Peres organized his murder with Vatican oversight. Read my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? It's also at Lulu. Oh, gosh. Now, I'm going to say something important about Joel. Now, Joel was everything I'm not, and vice versa. In other words, I was the writer. I really was the more talented writer, but he was the more talented researcher. And that counts for plenty. And he was the far more talented marketer. And by the way, you mentioned my book, Return of the Giants. Joel was the one who got the sightings team to do 5 episodes of my research. He could market. He was very impressive. He went to Washington. As I said, there was a very bad part of that trip to Washington. But there was a good part. He met with William Buckley and told him about Paris and what was being done to Israel. And what do you know? William Buckley agreed to publish it. In the March of 97, I believe it was March, end of March. It doesn't matter. March of 97, National Review, go look it up somewhere. The Paris Agenda by Joel and me. That was our triumph. And I'll say it again, I couldn't have gotten it done. This was Joel. But he couldn't have written it as well as I did. We had a balance. He was really good at certain things. I was really good at certain things. And we met in the middle. And we created magic. We tried to save the Jews. We tried to save our people. We tried to save our country. Now, the hell with it, you know. But then we thought we could do it with the truth. And the National Review, this article was read. The estimate was like 500,000 people read it. We got the Paris Agenda. We got it read widely. Now, here is what I wrote and we wrote and Joel wrote. Did Shimon Peres make a deal with the Vatican? Now consider the evidence. Point one. On September 10th, 93, just 3 days before the signing of the Declaration of Principles in Washington, the Italian news magazine La Stampa reported a part of the peace deal was an unwritten understanding that the Vatican would receive political authority over the old city of Jerusalem by the end of the millennium. The newspaper reported that Shimon Peres had promised the Pope to hand over the holy sites of Jerusalem the previous May, and that Arafat had accepted the agreement. Point two. March 94. The Israeli news magazine Shishi published an interview with Marek Halter, a French intellectual and close friend of Shimon Peres. He said he delivered a letter from Peres to the Pope the previous May, within which Peres offered the Vatican hegemony over the old city of Jerusalem. The article detailed Peres' offer, which essentially turned Jerusalem into an international city overseen by the Holy See. March of 95, the radio station on Route Sheva announced that it had seen a cable sent by the Israeli embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry in Jerusalem outlining the handover of the old city of Jerusalem to the Vatican. 2 days later, by the way, very left-wing newspaper Haaretz published the cable on its front page. And rabbis canceled their meetings with Paris and so forth. The foreign minister, now listen to this explanation and how stupid the Jews are. So, and it's frustrating, they're so damn stupid. The foreign ministry explained that the cable was genuine, but someone had whited out the word not, i.e., we will not transfer authority to the Vatican. Why not just send that from every embassy on earth? We will not be handing Jerusalem over to the embassy of Estonia. They bought it. They bought this ridiculous explanation, and the rabbis who had canceled meetings with Paris over the Passover accepted the explanation and reinvited him to their homes. Now, after this, the article continued, and I'm going to give you just a few examples. The word was out. Paris was exposed, but while he makes sure that he eventually became president of Israel, the foreign ministry's legal affairs spokesman, Esther Samalag, publicly complained about various capitulations to the Vatican. She was immediately transferred to a post at the Israeli embassy in Kathmandu, Nepal. Billionaire member of Knesset Avraham Shapira announced in the Knesset that he had information that all Vatican property in Jerusalem was to become tax exempt and that large tracts of real estate on Mount Zion were given to the Pope in perpetuity.
Then there you go. Yeah, there you go. We'll get back to that very right after the break. Stay tuned, friends. The Bob Tuscan Show will continue.
Do you love America?
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
So mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
We're deep into hour number two now of the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest, Barry Shamish, tonight talking a little bit about, talking quite a bit about the whole connection between Perez, the Vatican, the labor Zionists, the exchange of vital properties, all the kinds of things that are going on. And you know, Barry, you've said before that Israel is being cut up into little pieces, a lot like a salami. There's actually a section in downtown Jerusalem that belongs to Russia. It's actually sovereign Russia.
Now.
Yeah, Russian territory.
It's the year 2011. Look, if you think that this is some sort of theoretical discussion, Israel has given up most of its land. Look, the Israel, when I was a young man that I moved to, we had depth, we had land, we even had a place for a wacky vacation with crazy nude European girls and stuff, the Sinai. All right? We don't have that anymore. We have now, the Sinai is now a terror state. And you'd have to be nuts to be Israeli to go to a beach in the Sinai, and you're not going to find any more European girls there anyways. All that's been lost. That sense that of comfort that we could take the first blow and then have 48 hours to resist the rest. It's all gone. We don't have 10 minutes now. What Israel was and what it's become. All right, let's talk about the Russians. Heck, I'm talking the Sinai and the peace with Sadat that has led to, three times the area of Israel today is now a terror state in the Sinai. But that's nothing because the West Bank is all but gone. Let's face it, Israel will not be able to withstand a concerted attack. Those days of a cushion are gone. What I worry about more than anything is if these Arabs if they can stop being divided and they say to hell with this Israel, let's take it. Let's take whatever they can give us. They've got 250,000 missiles aimed at Israel from Syria and Lebanon, the Sinai and Gaza. Israel wouldn't last 10 minutes in a concerted war. And I hate to say this. I think that war may be inevitable. Now, that's my opinion. I'm saying that reluctantly because it's my children who live in Israel right now. And it's my family who will die. It's horrible for me. Horrible. I can't even begin to think about it. They're not realistic. I didn't train my children well. They don't understand the danger they're in and why they're in it. And we could be facing another Holocaust, a real thing. And all I can say is the Middle East being in flames has not necessarily been to the disadvantage of Israel. Now, Israel in the year 2008... gave up a major chunk of it, downtown Jerusalem. It's called the Russian compound. The courts were there. The agriculture ministry was there. It was a big chunk of downtown Jerusalem. Jerusalem decided to give it to Russia, free of charge, in hegemony. Now, this issue of hegemony is no joke. It doesn't mean that the Russians can, I don't know, put up a booth and make tourists pay tickets. It means you need a passport to get in there if they want to enforce that. What Paris is asking for the Vatican is 41 spots in Israel, 23 in Jerusalem, where essentially hegemony means hegemony. It's not Israel's anymore. The Vatican can, in short, I suppose, set up an army. Call it the Army of the Cenacle. That's in theory, of course. It's not Israeli. Paris has been pushing for this. And he's not got long in office. Now, he's going to the Vatican, and I assure you it's not to pray, it's to get orders. And I'll tell you the truth. If I were Netanyahu, I'd watch my back. These days coming up, I've watched my back. What you've got in Israel is it didn't turn into the Sabbatean state. Weizmann and Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir, they all wanted a very secular state based on a lot of free love. And Sabbateanism is a very hard concept, but it's the opposite of Judaism. In other words, what the Sabbateans believed is that every word in the Torah is true only in its opposite sense. And a good example of that is do not murder becomes do murder. It's a mitzvah, it's a good deed to murder. This Sabbatean, it later became Frankism, without diving into it. On June 18th of 1666, Shabtai Tzvi declared himself the Messiah, and more than half the Jews of the world agreed. Now, that date is very, very Christian, not at all Jewish.
Right.
666 is all Christian, but June, 6th month, 18th, 6 times 3, and all that kind of stuff, the Vatican had a major role in Shabtai Tzvi.
I didn't know that. How did the Vatican help Shabtai Tzvi at the beginning?
How did half the Jews of the world even hear about this guy in 3 years? You had to have an organization widespread in this planet. The only one I know about is the Vatican. That's a simplified explanation. The fact remains that Paris's ties to the Vatican, well, it just led him to oppose everyone but the religious and the right. And this Sabbatean state, it didn't get formed. As time passes, look, on a good day, on a great day, nice day, sunny, you go outside, the birds are chirping, Labor Party could not get 20 out of 120 seats in the Knesset. They're gone. Israel didn't turn Sabbatean. Over time, it turned religious. The best laid plans and all this crap of the Sabbateans didn't work out. Religion is working out. Paris didn't have the power to give the Vatican what it wanted. And the Vatican was furious. And they took off on a trip to get even with Israel, and they had a miserable tour of defamation. That's what this tour was. And the Jews, well, why should they even bother to understand? Their president is going to the Vatican. He has no power in theory. He's ceremonial. He's going to pray with Mahmoud Abbas. Whatever the marching orders are, they are not what the Israeli public think they are. And that's kind of true of everything that happens. You have to wait a little while and you can figure it out. The fact is a lot of people who received information that Paris had promised the Vatican extraterritorial territories in Israel are dead. Shmuel Meir, he was the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. Another mayor, Ehud Olmert, he's sitting in prison now for only 6 years on corruption. If you know too much, it's very risky to open your big mouth about the Vatican and Paris and Israel.
Yeah, we should get to Olmert after the break, Barry. We'll be right back, friends, on the Bob Justin Show.
Bob Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you once again for staying with us. And we're having Barry Shamish on tonight to talk a little bit at length and in detail about what's actually going on in the Middle East, particularly with Israel, Shimon Peres, the Labor Party Zionists. You know, it's very popular to some extent among the alternative media people to be anti-Israel these days. But yet I find out, and I excuse my expressions, that these rednecks don't know anything about it, and they don't want to learn how to differentiate between what's really going on and understand the situation enough to where they can articulately explain the situation or know who you're talking about and why things are going the way they are. Well, I guess I'm letting off some steam. But the point I'm trying to make is one of the reasons why I like Barry's perspective on all this is that he's telling you who these people are, why Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated. We're going to talk about Olmert. We're also going to talk about Ariel Sharon and what happened there. And we're talking about all these exchanges that are going on with the international community and how a lot of people are being misled, including the Jews in that region, as Barry has said before. So you've got to know what's going on here. I mean, it's not just a blanket, objective, racist or ethnic group argument, friends. There's people, human lives involved in here, and people are being misled. I mean, you could go to places in the world and people will say, I hate all of Americans because of what's going on, not knowing there's a lot of us who are in dissent with what's going on with our government. You've got to know who the people are who've gotten into these positions, who are engineering this train wreck. And I'm giving Barry's tongue a little bit of a rest because he's hurting to speak to us tonight, and I appreciate his time. But we're going to pick it up a little bit. Now, remember, we've already been through what happened with Ron Contra, that exposed. We also talked about Yitzhak Rabin's assassination, how that was a Labor Party hit.
Yeah, let's do Sharon.
Okay,
it's
let's
all
do Sharon.
Tied up.
Okay.
It's all tied up. Sharon is in the Knesset, and he has a private meeting with Shimon Peres. We're told they share tea. Well, half hour later, he couldn't remember his own name. He had a major stroke, was in hospital, but he didn't die. I believe he was supposed to, and I believe Sharon was supposed to kill him. Somehow he survived with the worst medical advice, just had a stroke. Go to your farm in the Negev, far from the closest hospital, with Yoram Rubin, your bodyguard. He's the bodyguard who shot Rabin dead. All right. And as soon as I saw him appointed Sharon's bodyguard, I just said, this Sharon hasn't got long to live. So he went to the Negev, where the next day he was supposed to go to the hospital for a brief checkup. And Ehud Olmert dropped by with some documents that named him prime minister while Sharon was in his checkup. Ehud Olmert wasn't even close to the top of the governing spiral of Israel, but he left there, and lo and behold, within a couple of hours, Sharon was flat on his back with two-thirds of his brain missing. And does he go to the nearby hospital? No, he takes an hour and a half drive with Yoram Rubin. Again, I'm repeating this. He shot Rabin on behalf of Peres. In short, Peres didn't murder Rabin and Sharon, but not for lack of trying. In the end, he arranged that when Sharon dies, Olmert will take over as prime minister, and the corruption went on and on. See, the problem with my research, I corroborate this stuff, and then when I present it to the Jews, they come up with a fantasy world. They create a reality that could never be, and I'm not going to be able to save the Jews, my people, my friends, my family. Joel and I discovered the hard way. This truth, they're gonna cover this up, and they're not gonna let us get away with presenting it. I got too far away. My book made number one. I gave my speech on Rabin maybe 300 times in Hebrew. They weren't gonna let that happen again. Now I'm gonna tell you that little story where Joel meets Philip in Washington to get the scoop on the drug running in Iran-Contra. He comes back to Israel with lymph cancer. This Philip sent his assistant, beautiful Arab-American girl, to Israel for who knows what reason. She tried so hard to get me into her hotel room. And listen, I'm not all that good looking. I mean, really, I took her to my home. I let her meet my wife. I wasn't going to cheat on my wife. It wasn't my way. And I resisted. If I had gone into that hotel room, who knows what necktie would have been around my neck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very stupidly risky business. Listen, telling the truth can get you killed. My friend Joel is gone, and he was young. A lot of other people are dead. They knew too much, or they resisted. The fact of the matter is, we didn't do anything wrong. We were just old-fashioned journalists, but that's very, very dangerous in Israel. Very dangerous. And in the end, after a so-called accident, when I went to hospital and I somehow escaped, I got on the first plane out of the country, and that was that. It was just too damn scary. I didn't want Joel's fate.
Hey.
That's the end. Yep. In fact, now I'm going to say this again. Netanyahu is controlled by the CFR. He joined the CFR way back in 77 when him and Romney were with the Boston group. And Netanyahu has been controlled by the CFR. Paris is controlled by the Vatican. During the peace process, somewhere they agreed that the Vatican get a chunk of territory in Israel, and Paris agreed to arrange it. The Pope came. He couldn't arrange it anymore. Israel is no longer becoming Sabbatean. It's now becoming Jewish. The unfortunate part of that, you think Jews are smart? I know them. They're not so smart. They may walk into another Holocaust. There, I summarize my fears.
Right. We've been talking, you and I know principally that they have opened up a tremendous amount of armory in southern Lebanon with Hezbollah. And I know this because I have family relatives by marriage. I'm not directly related to people who are Lebanese, and they're Christians. And I've asked them, what's it like?
Not Danny Thomas.
Well, yeah, those kinds of folks, you know. I asked them, what's it like down in southern Lebanon, the southern part? They say, creepy, creepy. And we know right now there's a UN peacekeeping force that's separating what could be as many as 40,000 missiles now in southern Lebanon.
Please. The figures I've been getting, and I hope they're wrong, but I doubt it. You're talking about 250,000 between Syria and Lebanon. You're talking one day Israel would be wiped off the map.
Or a massive retribution could take place as well. So what we're talking about here is a lot of people. You know what I mean, right?
I'm telling you that if you have 250,000... I shot missiles. And by the way, I spent time in southern Lebanon. And by the way, it was a very exciting time in my life. I was in the Lebanon War from day one in 82. And it doesn't matter. The fact remains. The missiles won't be shot from the south. They'll be shot from Tyre and Sidon and Beirut. If something goes wrong in that Middle East, well, all I can say is this nonsense that Israel's going to attack Iran. What baloney! Look, Israel would be crazy enough to get that next war going. But you have... This is where Christians become so deluded. They think Israel is some sort of superpower that can attack Iran. Iran has got lots over Israel, lots. And no Israeli is crazy enough to directly attack Iran. They may use subterfuge. They may use sabotage. But they're not going to directly attack Iran and bring their country into probably its last war.
Yeah, it would be disastrous. There's no question about that. And we're just, there are going to be a lot of people in danger here if this thing gets out of control. And so my estimation,
you
of course...
You don't think it's out of control in Syria?
Oh, yeah. It is already.
I mean,
absolutely.
Honest to goodness, the last two countries that aren't out of control are Jordan and Israel, and I don't give them a lot of time.
Right on, man. Well, we'll get back. We'll talk about some things that relate to the U.S. and our policy after the break. So stay with us.
Sure, I'm not going anywhere.
The Rob Justin Show.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the last segment with Barry Shamish tonight. And I want to encourage you to visit his website, barryshamish.com, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You can see archives, you can see books, you can get recent articles. Yeah, Barry has been covering these things for a long time. We've been through it all tonight from, you know, all the way
you
back.
You think so, huh?
I think so. But how can they get their your books? I've ordered your books off of Lulu. I read the Giants book. I'm going to get the Sabbatean's book now. How can,
I think you'll be very impressed with Shabtai's Fee, Labor, Zionism, and the Holocaust. Yeah, you go to Lulu, LULU.com. You'll see a search box under books. Write Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And the latest one is The Stinger, Not the Stung, and... yeah, let's, and there's a PayPal button, I always mention that, I have to move, and it costs a lot of money and stuff like that. There, I plug myself.
Good. I appreciate that. Now you do hope that folks will help you out because you are, I guess you stubbed your toe in the process. Your tongue is hurting you. You have to move. I know what stress moving is all about. I just did it myself. And,
awful. You know,
but I was going to ask you a question. Now, there's all these prophecies about Israel being restored. And you would find some differences as to actually who's doing all this and where it's coming from. It's not all as clear and clean and biblical and holy and all.
There's a real problem with my Christian readers, and it's not like I disrespect them, but they've got, do they have things basically wrong. The prophecy that the Jews would return to Israel, the Sabbateans returned to Israel, and the Jews were slaughtered. Look, every Jew in the Middle East, practically, suddenly the Arab leaders from Morocco to Iran decided to send soldiers to Israel. The leaders were bribed. They allowed planes to land on wings of eagles and all kinds of biblical names, but in short, it was blackmail. They started campaigns of anti-Semitism. They drove the Jews out. And now you've got an Israel that was not prophesied. You have an Israel that, whose leaders let its people die horrific, torturous deaths. And its people barely fought back between us. The fact is, Israel is a complete insult to the Jews. But it's there, and it's slowly going back to its Jewish roots. So we have to support it. But without the creation of Israel, there wouldn't have been a Holocaust. There wouldn't have been ringworm children. By the way, go on the internet, look up the movie Ringworm Children. You're talking about being shocked. That's David Belhassen, the director, and I work together. It doesn't matter. Us outsiders found each other. The fact is, the Jews of Israel are becoming Jews again. Slowly but surely, and we just have to keep supporting the place and hoping it survives. That's all I can say, but as for the history, damn Israel. Damn the place. But we have what we have. I lost my friend. He'd be alive if he didn't get into just scraping away a surface, a very bad and porous surface, and getting to the real, real truth. Damn Israel. There wouldn't have been a Holocaust. There wouldn't have been ringworm children. There wouldn't have been the history that we suffered through and continue to suffer through. And there may, honest to goodness, if things go wrong, we could have a second Holocaust. If the Arabs stop fighting amongst themselves and say, to hell with this Israel, let's finish them off, that place is finished.
And that's your opinion, because you've, not just opinion, but your expertise, because you have been there, you've been in the IDF, you know the situation. And you,
I know what a missile can do.
Right.
Look, a quarter of a million is, if there's coordination, Israel's got the fight of its life. I'm so tired of hearing that Israel can retaliate and they can drop a nuclear bomb. Israel won't retaliate, but the labor Zionists will have advanced information to get the hell out of there. It'll be the same thing all over again. Look, now I'm kind of spouting out my feelings. Previously, I stuck with evidence. Maybe I'm better off just sticking with evidence.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, really. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we don't always know exactly how this thing is shaken out, and there are twists and turns. Ben Gurion, we've talked about him. I know you have as well. What kind of guy he really was. You're saying, I'm in agreement with you, because I think you know the history, that the Sabbateans really essentially created this at the cost of Jewish lives. And
yep.
Now it's different, and now we're in this situation. You've got a lot of people who are just everyday working people. And now
they're mostly, look, the people that I knew And they include, again, my family, my sister, my nephew, my niece. They know nothing at the highest level. And somehow they still have banking power. They still have media power. At the highest level, they've been sold a bill of goods. And they don't want to face what the horrible fact that we lost half the Ashkenazi Jews of the world to this labor Zionism deal, the transfer agreement. And again, Kastner and Eichmann, 600,000 lost. All of this was known to the Jewish agency. If you look at our history, Israel was nothing but a kick in the groin to the Jews. But that's what we're stuck with. That's it. So we got to defend the place. If not, it's going to be overrun.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to get hurt. A lot of people, Jews and Arabs in the region. And that's the difficulty of this whole situation. And does anybody speak up for common sense and humanity anymore? I mean, with this...
No, well, you think the Arabs are realistic about their history?
Oh, yeah.
Look, if you want to do the arguments for the Jews were the majority. The British had a census in 1860. The Jews were the majority in Jerusalem. They were the majority in Sfat. They were the majority in Tiberias. Authors as diverse as Twain and Balzac, they went to Palestine. They barely saw any Arabs. If you want to do that kind of stuff, the Jews were the majority in very vital spots of Palestine. But as soon as the labor Zionists came and appointed their rabbi, Rabbi Abraham Kook, as soon as the labor Zionists took over with British approval, Palestine, they just drove the landed Jewry, the Orthodox Jewry. They took away their political rights. They took away their real estate. If you start looking at the history, oh gosh, I'm actually getting depressed now. I don't usually get depressed. I just take this as amusing as hell. But my tongue hurts and it's late.
Yeah, it's been a long show and you've done 2 hours here, Barry. It's been great. We're going to have to watch this. I do appreciate the in-depth research that you've done, my
friend.
Wait
till you read Shabtai's Free Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. Wait till you get a chunk of that.
Yeah, I will.
You can spend many a night on that book alone.
Right on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up here with Barry for 2 hours. He's been with us, aching tongue and all, talking a little bit about the realities of what's going on actually over there. He's done a lot of work exposing the assassination of
Yitzhak. May I just add one thing?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Between these rednecks who just have a problem with Jews and these Christians who think Jews are going to convert to Christianity, which will never happen, you've got a big mess there, and nobody is looking at what's going on. Fortunately, I seem to have, several tens of thousands who understand that I spent my life trying to get a reality we can all live with.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Well, I appreciate it, Barry. Barry Shamish has been our guest tonight, and aching tongue and all. We'll open up some phone calls later after the show, after this segment, and we do appreciate it. His website, barryshamish.com, Chamish. He's got a lot of archives. He's got radio broadcasts. He's got a lot of information up there. You can get
Thank you, Steve.
Hulu.
You did. You were very patient. You were very patient with me.
With financial.